cease and desist.
I really don't have anything for them.
My son today was like, I was playing him that clip, and he's like, cease and assist. I go, it's cease and desist.
Me either.
And he's like, it's not stop, but also help me out.
For all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
There's all those one that people know.
Especially that one.
I'm just going to ask you about it. English, do you speak it, motherfucker?
All right, you ready for some intro?
Oh, yeah, let's do the intro. Except there's no Derek. Where's Derek? He's playing judge. What's he judging?
Competitive masturbation.
Did it make you feel feminine?
Oh, yeah.
That hurts.
No Derek again tonight. Welcome to the Time Spent Poorly program with your super awesome host, Eduardo. Once again, back-to-back weeks, we have Huds himself. I'm your announcer slash resident alcoholic, the beard. I don't have a catchy intro this time. except for Derek. Derek's not here. He's, like Chris said, judging competitive masturbation. Did he bring a wet wipe?
I love how that just maxes out all of the...
Yeah, there wasn't any fixing that.
No, yeah, he laid into it and it was redlining.
Yeah.
Oh, so what all do we have today? We're stealing a story from Dark Horizons. We're going to look at the X-Men intro, the old comic from the early 90s. Was it early 90s?
Yeah.
Not comic.
Oh, now he's coming after me.
Oh, yeah.
It was the cartoon, right?
It was the cartoon. Animated. Yeah, not the comic, yeah. Also, city councilors in Lewiston were down to 6 people running. It was 8. 2 people dropped out. But they didn't drop out early enough, so they will be on the ballot. So you can, I think we're going to, it'll be top 3. We'll get to vote for 3 out of 8, and they will take the top 3.
You should really just vote for who you hate, because it's like a nest of snakes in there at this point.
Well, one of them is running again. Carrie Miller, she's been on there for quite a while. Jim Kleberg, he's been on there a long time. He is running again. And Jed Randall, he is running again, and he has been on the council.
What duties, let's talk a little bit about that. What duties do they care? Like, what, like, I play such an oblivious game when it comes to any.
I believe they actually control the budget where the money is spent. The city of Lewiston has something like a $67 million budget, and somehow we can't find enough money to take care of the shit that I care about. Like a sidewalk on 19th Avenue in front of the mall.
Boy, they send that cocksucker from Parks and Rec everywhere.
Oh,
in the country,
man, though. You gotta be careful. Be careful now, because he might listen to the show. But I have talked to him. He spends more time traveling. I'm friends with him on Facebook. To conferences and things than he actually spends in town working, and we pay for that as well as his six figure salary.
Isn't that awesome? Wouldn't that just be the best job?
My dad started working for the city in the late 70s, like 78. There were 2 six-figure salaries at that time. And 2 weeks ago...
And he's a city councilman?
No, dad worked for the city. No, he worked
for the department. But the guy that's getting the six-figure salary, is he the city councilman?
Oh, no, he's the Parks and Rec director.
Okay.
But he's only one of 16 six-figure salaries. And a couple weeks ago, the city council bumped the pay for the city attorney from 90-some K to just over 100. So there's another six-figure salary for the attorney. And the city manager went from 130-something to just over 150.
Wow.
Yeah. So you're like wondering why shit doesn't get done? It's because they're paying all these people all this money. Like the library director.
Yeah.
Six-figure salary. Also, on the top of that library... They have a private office with a private bathroom, shower, and all that stuff. Why?
Because she jogs at lunch.
Because she jogs at lunchtime. She's got to be fresh.
She needs her
own
bathroom.
But that gal got let go for reasons they won't tell us.
Being a cunt, I'm probably. Sure, is what the problem was. Fucking yeah. prima donnas. Like, it's Lewiston, Idaho, okay?
Well, that's what we have to remember, is it is Lewiston, Idaho. But then we have, but yeah, you, all those inflated salaries are nuts.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Is it?
We're up to 17 six-figure salaries. 17.
For the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the city of Lewiston. All 36 or 37,000 people.
We're also a town that elected an 18-year-old kid.
But
so
my,
he could pad his resume.
The thing I'm against right now is I don't want them to throw any more money at the airport. Because I do understand what they think is going to happen, or what they hope is going to happen, but it's not going to happen. We already lost Horizon. Now they want another $100,000 to revamp a second floor waiting area for passengers that aren't fucking there and aren't going to be there.
Yeah.
Seriously, they could have, when Horizon was trying to back out, they could have just said, we'll just buy your empty seats. We could have bought their empty seats probably for a year and not spent $100,000. Because those flights to Seattle were at least half full.
Yeah.
But motherfucker, they're just, let's keep throwing money at the airport and people will show up. The fuck?
So the problem there is the airport board. But everything has its own board, and there's all these fingers and all these pies, and everybody's just trying to jerk everybody else off, and nobody gets anything done.
Well, and it's no shit why the airport went to Pullman. You got two universities up there.
Yeah.
There's more people traveling from that that are going to travel from that area.
There's and Edgewitzer no put a whole bunch of money in that airport, too.
Yeah.
And we don't have any Edgewitzers down here.
We'll get all of their all of their redirected traffic during fucking fog ends, though. All of it.
Yeah.
But all of it.
The one I want to see get on the council is former Judge Bradbury. He's, what, like 83 years old? And I like where his head's at, but his presentation is just a little too abrasive. But
This guy sounds like he's right up my alley.
Yeah, he posted on his Facebook or social media or something all of the six-figure city salaries.
Yeah.
Which people should know that, and they should talk about it. And it's like, why the fuck are these guys making so much money, and why aren't they ever here doing their job? Why are they just at conferences?
Because they're busy spending their six-figure salaries.
No, they're not spending their salary. They're getting paid, and we're paying to send them to these places. Where, seriously, like, say there's three conferences this guy should visit in a year. He should pick one and go to that conference and not go to all three.
Yeah.
Last year, I heard this from somebody else, so it's secondhand information. He did one in Baltimore and took three people with him. Why did he need to take three people? How did he choose them?
Yeah.
Go to the conference, learn your shit, and come back and give a presentation.
But just make sure it's not build more parks, because we've got enough fucking parks.
Right. And take care of the ones that are here.
Exactly.
Start ticketing people for not picking up after their dogs.
Mm.
Like in Demolé, that place is like full of shit landmines.
That's down on Prospect.
Ugh. Gorgeous park, beautiful river view.
Everybody goes down there to watch fireworks. Come on, pick up your dog's shit.
Yeah, come on, Lewiston.
Be respectful. You're better than that, be a good neighbor. I thought,
just because you smell like shit.
Oh man, let's lighten things up.
Local politics is just brutal.
I know.
And it's the only place you can really make a difference. You should vote in all of your local elections and be informed on them.
Every time.
The federal government nonsense, there's only so much your vote can do. Like, some asshole with a blue tie or a red tie is going to get the job.
Oh, and our vote
doesn't
matter.
And he's going to be a piece of shit. And Idaho doesn't matter. But
no,
it's
already decided by the time our votes are counted.
Yeah. At a state and local level, whether it's city, county,
whatever. Vote for your city councilors, vote for your county commissioners. Those are people that matter.
That's where you can change your whole existence.
Yeah, how much you get taxed.
But no, we're going to worry about who's the figurehead of the nation. Who's going to tweet for us?
Oh, man. They should just take his phone away.
They should.
Let's pull up that X-Men thing and listen to those.
Yeah, let's do it.
And to refresh it in everyone's mind, let's watch
the X-Men one first. I think it scrolled down that one.
There it
this
is.
One? Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Dark Horizons, for letting us rip off your article.
So we're watching. Is this just a trailer?
This is
no,
just
it's
the
probably
the
just
theme
the opening. It's the opening with the theme song. Yeah.
Okay.
It's in gorgeous. Previously on X-Men. Alexandra Daddario.
There it is.
I wish my eyes did that. Or my hands did that.
Introduction. And Rogue was great.
Yeah.
And Storm was great. They haven't pulled off a good Rogue or Storm.
Gambit
ripped it the fuck up. And Jubilee was garbage, but she's always garbage.
I'd want Jean Grey's powers, though.
Yeah.
If I had one set of powers, it would be telekinesis. Also take Juggernaut's powers.
Yeah. All right, the Linda theme song. I don't even remember what country this is from.
So this is a completely separate show.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's European or apparently. Maybe even Eastern European.
Okay. And which one comes before which?
The 83.
Oh yeah, this
Linda
is in 83.
Comes way before.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably a decade.
It's only 30 minutes. That's real close.
Yeah, the tempo's different. This is awesome, though. These people doing kata on a mountainside.
Gun Gyorgy. I wonder if it ends the same.
As a cartoon, yeah.
Nah,
so hold on a second.
I don't feel like that's close enough.
Okay, but we got the whistle here.
Previously on X-Men.
See that? No.
Thought I heard a whistle on the way.
It's jazzed up. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what the courts do.
Yeah.
Because it is very similar, but not exactly the same.
There's only so many notes, though.
Oh, yeah. But it really does have a... Man, it's so metal.
I hope they give him a dollar. It's not like he wrote it.
Mm.
He wasn't even alive in 1983, I'm sure.
Probably not.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch!
I'm going to tear you
They
in
should
half.
Give him the rights to that line, too.
So I think if Derek were here, this is what he would ask.
Did it make you feel feminine?
Watching. Oh, man. Yeah,
so,
I don't know.
Yeah, let's talk about it. So,
Florida resident Zoltan Crisco.
Good for him.
Marvel, Apple, Zoltan. Amazon, Fox, and Disney, along with some others.
What, like my nutsack? Like
the allegation that the classic 90s X-Men animated series theme song is an unauthorized reproduction of the theme song to Hungarian TV series Linda. The series boasted a theme written by composer
Gyorgy
Vukan, who passed away in 2013, and Vukan's estate passed through a will to Crisco.
Was Crisco tongue-punching his fart box? Is that how that happened?
He's probably a descendant of some manner.
Yeah, he's a distant cousin. Your Uncle Gyorgy died.
Oh, here we go. But Crisco, acting as his own legal counsel, is reportedly claiming that the theme song is at least in part responsible for the success of every X-Men adaptation of the past 30 years.
And he is absolutely correct.
Yeah. Pay that. Give him his money.
Pay him his money. Pay him. Pay that man his money. He beat me.
Straight up.
Chris goes, seeking compensation from essentially every entertainment entity that is shared in the property of success. Amazon and Apple, for example, because the series is available for rental and purchase on their streaming services.
Wow.
Go big or go home, Crisco.
Zoltan Crisco.
Wow.
Boy, he's, I mean, maybe he'll get like some sort of settlement.
I think that's what he's just banking to go on, away. Is just to get a settlement.
Yeah.
But seriously, cash cow. He'll probably get something.
Yeah. Even if he got away with $100,000.
Yeah.
It would have been worth his time because he's not paying an attorney.
Exactly. Right. He's his own counsel. What a smart motherfucker. We need to interview that guy.
Can you imagine the legal teams he's going up against? Like,
no, he didn't just go for one megacorp. He went for all of them.
He's going to just
disappear.
He's going to
wind up suiciding himself in a trunk with two shots to the back of his head.
How did he stuff himself in that duffel bag? No one knows.
But he did.
But he left a note.
Then he shot himself.
Wow.
And then his corpse fed himself to alligators.
That's how I want to go. I want to get fed to alligators.
Yeah, I want to be
dead. The sun explodes.
When the sun explodes.
You thought you were going to die of radiation, but really it was alligator teeth. Yeah,
did
I don't.
You feel feminine?
I felt.
Man,
like
I'm gonna have to put in a tampon if I hear that again.
I felt like a little bitch while the alligator chewed on me. Yeah, I just don't. I don't think that's close enough. If I was on the jury, and that if they took it to a civil trial, if they let me on that jury, I would not go in his favor. I would leave a note, though, especially when I was a jury foreman. I'd be like, but Zoltan, we respect your balls, man. Like,
that's why he's going to get a settlement.
That was a nutsy.
Yeah, I think there's a settlement in line for him, and I think that's probably what he was expecting or what he's hoping ultimately to get out of it.
Because he spent enough time in America to understand our legal system.
I don't know. His parents named him Zoltan. So he might be one of those crazy-eyed motherfuckers.
His last name is fucking Crisco, man. Crisco!
Yeah, but he might be like, what's that, Vermin Supreme that wears the boot on his head? He might be that kind of guy where he's just in it to win it, and he's not going to take some piddly-ass seven-figure... Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he might
like
have
Breckin Meyer.
He might have been alive in 83.
It's possible. I don't see any grays. Marvel being sued. Fucking thieves.
Now I want to see Linda. What a cool looking show that was. All those people going Karate Kid on a mountain. Her shooting five shots to spell out her name for the title. Like, it was awesome.
I wonder what other shows in America were going on at the time, like Magnum. 82, or Magnum was 83 or something, right?
Yeah, it might have been. I don't remember.
It was too early for me.
I was 2, almost 3.
Yeah.
Still figuring out which end of the playpen's.
I watched a lot of MASH reruns when I was a kid, though.
Is that Meghan Markle on the bottom right? Who is that?
Great tits, though.
It is Meghan Markle. Yeah, it's a bra.
I'm sure it is.
You're not even royals anymore. How does it feel that your children aren't royals? Oh, man.
Here's an article.
America's sexually transmitted disease rates are out of control.
Who's having all this sex? Because it certainly isn't me.
It makes me glad.
Oh, wait. I've been in a long-term monogamous
I've cut
relationship.
It down to one person.
Did you hear that?
Relationship.
Now we need Derek to do a sheep sound.
Viral hepatitis.
Did it make you feel feminine?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, Derek, you are missing out.
On Tuesday, the CDC released a report on statistics from 2018, which indicate historic rates of chlamydia and the worst rates of syphilis and gonorrhea since 1991.
See, they need to throw out age groups for me. That's where it really matters.
You know why? Because all these kids are eating ass. That's why.
Oh man, that eating ass.
Thanks
is
for
just
that.
Gross. Yeah.
It's like every joke now. Every third meme is about somebody eating ass, or Cardi B sings about eating ass. Like, really? Are you really doing that? Like, that used to be one of the top tier insults. Do you remember that? Like when we were kids, you're like, yo, you shit eater. And now they just do it.
That's because people like Cardi B got famous somehow. And she's like, yeah, I eat ass. What?
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, oh, it's Cardi B.
Yeah.
Let's eat some ass.
You a hoe, you a hoe, you a stupid hoe. No, that's not Cardi B. That's one of those other ones.
CPAP makers running scared after new. God, that'd be nice if that was all it took for me to breathe at night instead of that fucking machine.
A nose ring. Are you on a CPAP machine?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Tell me about that.
Going on like 5 years.
He breathed all that burning garbage in the desert.
It's a life changer. Oh, yeah. It's a life changer. Like, once you get used to sleeping with a thing on your face, everything is better. Like, everything.
Like, well, a face hugger? I went to sleep once cryogenically and woke up with a face hugger.
Did you?
No.
I think that's aliens, isn't it?
I was derailing the conversation and I failed miserably. Did you? What? Did you guys see the looks of stunned silence?
Did you?
Shut up and drink, Rick.
Did that happen to you?
Ward, you had a question
about gullible Eduardo
breathing.
Tell me more about garbage. the CPAP. Like,
if you have a sleep apnea problem, and your doctor suggests it, just do it.
How do you know you have a problem though?
Usually, your wife tells you.
Elbows.
You stop
in the sleep.
You stop breathing in your sleep 64 times an hour. Oh, do I? I do.
Did you do one of those sleep studies?
I've never done a sleep study. No.
I did too.
I've never done one.
They're miserable. They tape all this shit to your face and then they
go to sleep.
They tell you to go to sleep. But then they keep yelling into the room like, you need to lay on your back. You need to roll over onto your back. You can't get a proper. The first one didn't count because they kept fucking waking me up.
Really?
Like, I sleep on my side, asshole.
I sleep on my side most of the time, or oftentimes on my stomach.
Oh, yeah, but that's so fucking bad for your neck.
Yeah, I know.
But I tend to sleep on my stomach. I fall asleep anywhere, but I drink so much that I can sleep anywhere.
Oh, that helps.
But the sleep study, they wouldn't let me drink a half rack before the sleep study, probably not. So no. I'd just be laying there. It's like, yeah, I'm going to outlast you motherfuckers.
Pop a melatonin before you go in there. See if you can make it.
I typically have to wake up at like 3 a.m. and I got to like prop my neck up in the middle because my arms will fall asleep. Wow. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's getting old. Getting old's fun.
Ugh, getting old's the worst.
And they kept telling me like, you're going to be fine. You're not overweight and you're young. Like, nope.
I can't cross my legs anymore because this knee doesn't like to. Like, I have no problem walking 9 miles a day, but if I bend it this one way, it hurts so much to get it straightened back out. And that's, I'll sit with it under me at watching TV or in my computer chair, sit in the computer, and I can't do that anymore because it's agonizing to straighten it back out after that.
Oh,
no
yeah.
Pops, no nothing. It just hurts.
I remember when I was a kid, I was like, I'm never going to be one of those old guys. And I am totally one of those old guys. And I'm not even fucking old yet. Like, I'm a year and 2 months out from 40. And I'm just a wreck. Every bit of me is broken.
Yeah. Hockey started up again on Sunday.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Sorry.
And it was just like riding a bike. If every time you went to ride your bike, you had like a small stroke right before.
Man, I don't think hockey's you. I wouldn't even pick hockey as my thing. I would not pick up hockey.
Oh, I have so much fun.
Really?
I love it. Yeah. But
I think ice skating is lame. Just ice skating.
I think ice is lame.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of ice. I don't like it in my fucking water. I don't like it in my soda. I don't like it in my driveway. It
hurts my teeth and my soda.
I just don't like ice.
I don't like doing anything physical in my free time, though, either. So
Yeah, I know. I asked you about volleyball, and you're like, no.
Fuck no. All I can think is broken thumbs.
How do you play volleyball?
Really poorly.
What's up, volleyball? Would it make you feel feminine?
Actually, volleyball would make me feel feminine because it's kind of seen as a woman's sport. Unless you're in the film Top Gun, and then
it's a gay sport?
Exactly.
Oh, did you watch... have you watched Glow yet, the new season?
No, I haven't. I still don't have Netflix. I'm 5 episodes into Viking season 5, and I just read that season 6 is going to be released, and it's the last one.
Oh.
So here's for Bjorn Ironside. He's my boy.
That series got pretty good, right?
It was always really good.
Well, I started watching it when it first came out, and it had kind of a slow...
Dude, it had Gabriel Byrne in it!
I know. I got to go back and watch
it. I didn't really
like
Gabriel Byrne.
But I couldn't keep... what network was that on?
History?
Was it History?
History's the one that backed
it. I think, at the time, that was when I like dropped all of my streaming services, and we didn't have like what we have available now.
I've got it on Amazon.
Yeah, it's there now.
But now Amazon has... like everything old HBO.
Yeah, I was gonna say just about everything holy worth shit. Watching on HBO is on there.
Because in my
it's got
time,
Deadwood,
Entourage. When I don't think I've seen all of Entourage, but now I'm into season 5, and that's the only thing I watch by myself. Because I don't watch much TV without my old lady, except Entourage. But 25-minute episodes, you can just crush them out.
Yeah, I think we watched at least the first 4 seasons of Entourage.
And Entourage is a total guy show.
Yeah.
They just sit around, smoke weed, stare at titties, and fuck a lot. She really wasn't very interested in it, but it's really funny. I told you you should watch season 4, episode 8. If you haven't watched Entourage, it's not going to give anything away, but motherfucking Gary Busey's in it. Peter Jackson's in it.
I think I remember watching that episode. It's been a while.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
And everything with Eric getting his own office, it's fucking awesome. Because really, they've got Gary Busey playing Gary Busey, and he's off the rails.
I wonder if they just turned the camera on him
and told him to ask a certain way.
Just be you.
Yeah.
Because he was on that Trump show before Trump gave it over to Arnold. And
Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah. And God, Meatloaf hated him. Like they got in an argument over paintbrushes or something.
Gary Busey is nutbag.
Well, he had that motorcycle accident and it fucked him up.
I think he's probably fucked up from a lot of drugs before that.
But Gary probably, Busey's yeah.
Calm down, butthorn.
But he was a little more leveled out at a certain point. I was actually watching an old Saturday Night Live the other day from 1978. And Gary Busey was the host.
Wow. They wouldn't ask him to do it now.
The skits were terrible, but there was an opening thing where he and he was having this whole interaction with John Belushi.
Wow. Real.
And he's like, yeah, and it's like he's really kind of on top of his like game. But this was right after like the Buddy Holly story had come out. So he was normal.
Ish,
yeah. And that's been 40 some years ago now. But even Jake Busey's kind of a little bit weird.
Oh, yeah.
If you got Gary Busey as your dad.
Does not fall far from the tree. But Jake Busey, he really makes a movie, too.
He does.
Starship Troopers? Come on.
He was in the From Dusk Till Dawn series. It was awesome.
I couldn't get myself to watch that.
I never watched it. I really enjoyed the movie, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was like 2 other movies, and I think I watched them.
I didn't even know there were.
I didn't see the straight to video sequels.
But. Yeah,
George Clooney came out of George Clooney's shell and just was awesome. Was he on ER before that?
Yeah,
and that was during his time on ER, and this was when he was trying to basically break into the business, and it was that, and I think Batman. Were like real close together,
and Batman was awful
release wise, and
that's one of the most terrible
Batman.
He
was,
but they wanted
him
to be a movie star so bad.
Yeah, well, he has that,
and he's made it now.
He's got that classic movie star look, like Clark Gable and rock heads.
Yeah, the chiseled jawline.
Yeah. It's like, this guy's going to be famous. We're going to make him famous.
He's had some good movies, too. Dusk Till Dawn.
Dude. Siriana, his role in Siriana.
Siriana was good.
Bomb.
What was that,
I'm
Michael?
Bob the Canadian.
Michael what?
I don't know.
That was a good one. He was a lawyer.
Yeah, and Michael then, something or other.
Didn't he have a couple good ones with Michael?
He did Up in the Air.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Only Love Is in Mind when the Massey is signed. He played Miles Massey in that one movie.
He's only 58 still. He's been around for a long time.
He's always had gray hair. Oh, yeah. I know. Was it
Booker?
Fisher? Booker? Cooper? Something.
Ooh, he was raised strict Roman Catholic.
Explains why he sells alcohol.
But he doesn't know if he believes in heaven or God now.
Let's see.
Michael Clayton, that was what it was called.
Yeah. Oh, Brother, We're Out There. Where Art Thou? Perfect Storm. Out of Sight was 98. That was a good movie.
Steven Soderbergh was who he was with for so long. Yeah. Out of Sight was pretty good.
Peacemaker?
The same guy who wrote Justified. The guy who made up Raylan Givens. I can't think of his name right now.
Elmore Leonard?
Graham Yost.
Right? No, not the...
Oh, the guy.
Elmore Leonard.
Elmore Leonard. I love his books.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure Out of Sight was one of his.
Yeah, Out of Sight was his Rum Punch, which was Jackie Brown.
Yeah.
I read both of those books, which is big for me because I'm not a big book reader. But.
Three Kings was good.
Three Kings was good.
I loved
it. Oh, and he got the Best Supporting Actor Oscar for Siriana? I didn't realize that.
Ocean's 11 was fantastic.
Good Night and Good Luck. It's like we're lamenting an actor who's passed away.
I know.
He kind of has in that he hasn't been very active lately.
I never saw The Men Who Stare at Goats. Well, he sold that. He sold something for a boatload of money. And so he doesn't really have to do anything anymore.
He just impregnates supermodels now.
The American.
I enjoyed that. I saw that in a theater. It wasn't what you... it looks like it's going to be an action movie, and it really wasn't. There was some cool, Hail Caesar. I didn't see that
The
one.
Descendants.
I haven't seen any of his new stuff.
Yeah, Gravity wasn't that good. I didn't like it.
Sandra Bullock, she's so hit and miss.
Yep.
I didn't see Gravity, though.
He was in A Very Merry Christmas with Bill Murray. I didn't see that.
Oh, that's
Isn't
on Netflix.
Everyone in that show, though? Bill Murray's the bomb.
Hail Caesar, I don't think I finished that one. That's a Coen Brothers movie. But... They're not.
Seems like you either like those or you don't.
But you can like some Coen Brother movies and not like some Coen Brother movies.
Yeah.
Like some of them are good, some of them aren't as good.
Well, and none of them really follow a standard storyline. Like you kind of drift into the dude's life and then you drift out of it again. And you get the whole missing girl thing. But really, you're just watching a 2 weeks out of the dude's life, and a Simple Man, I think is what it's called. Same thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, you drift into this dude's life, you watch these things happen, and then, he walks out of a school, and there's a tornado, and it's over. And you're like, I'm not even really sure what happened here.
But it makes you watch it again.
Yeah.
And it was good. There was nothing wrong with it. The dialogue was great. But just nothing really... I don't know. It was like a slice of life.
The majority of them, yeah, slice of life, and you just are in and out, and it's just a story, and it doesn't have to have a definitive ending. And he rode off into the sunset. But he didn't ride off in the sunset. He walked out of a building into a tornado.
In 2013, Clooney co-founded Casamigos Tequila with Rand Gerber and Michael Meldman. It was sold to... Diageo for for $700 million in June 2017 with an additional $300 million possible depending on the company's performance over the next 10 years. What a nice deal.
I'm a bigger fan of the Mezcal from the Breaking Bad team. They're like Dos Burros or something.
Dos Burros. Hermanos.
Yeah, there's another one with Hank on it that just came out, like a Schrader Bock or something like
really?
That.
Really?
Oh, I released his
beer. I tried to find that Mezcal, but they only deliver to a handful of states. And Idaho, Washington, Oregon aren't one of them.
I'm sure that's difficult to make happen.
And I'll bring that beer. I'm pushing for it at the post office. Hey, if USPS could deliver liquor and spirits, or spirits and fermented beverages, we'd start making fucking bank.
Oh, and yeah.
Not pre-funding healthcare. We'd be making money.
I am looking forward to this. El Camino.
Shredder. You're not looking forward to it?
I am.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's going to be balling.
That's tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow? Really? On Netflix?
Yeah.
Fuck!
Right on.
Fucking motherfucker. I'm going to have to get...
Just come over.
Yeah.
You can watch it with me and Mars. We've been watching 24. She just loves that little digital 24 that comes up.
Oh, that sounds...
She looks up at the TV, then she looks at me from her little super coupe and just grins from ear to ear.
Man, I've said this before, but you guys need to really watch. You need to go watch Goliath.
Oh, with third season just Billy
came
Bob
out, came out. Billy and Bob Thornton, great. Third season has Dennis Quaid in it too.
I like Dennis Quaid.
I really like the Bad Santa movies, both of them. They were they're fun. They're another set
you can feel feminine.
Billy Bob always makes me feel feminine.
It was definitely toxically masculine.
Oh yeah, no. I love Billy Bob Thornton.
Flip or Flop star Christina Onstead ate her placenta after giving birth to son. Why yummy, tell me yummy. That? I don't need to know that. I didn't need to.
That
know
sounds
that.
Like a really personal thing.
Sesame Street Muppet Carly reveals her mother is struggling with addiction. Why you know, she's a Muppet? What is she addicted to?
Who fucking cares about a gal that's flipping houses? She's fucked. Pregnant. I wonder what she's going to do with her placenta when she's finished having that baby.
The ones just where people are searching for houses and they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a stay-at-home MLM mom and my husband jerks off live on webcam. All right, we have a budget of $600,000.
It's a cow.
The fuck?
How did you do that?
Yeah, I love it when they come in with the house or when they're coming to buy the house and they're like, yeah, we just need to try to stay within our budget of like $850,000 and then we should be okay. And it's just like...
And then they come at him with one that's just a little bit over.
It's just a little outside of their budget
it's
at $975,000.
Yeah. Like, that's a whole fucking car.
But now they don't even require you to have 20% down to get a better interest rate. You're going to get the same interest rate if you put the money down or not.
Really?
Yeah,
it's all fucked now.
That was the whole point of me getting a VA loan. Yeah. Was that I didn't have to put 20% down. Of course, if I'd put 20% down, my payment would be a whole lot lower.
Yeah.
But I don't care. Not at this point. I have a home.
I completely mentally glazed over your reading of the Sesame Street Muppet.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Article.
The Muppet's mom has an opioid addiction.
Neat.
Well, I blame her doctor.
Yeah, totally. Put that guy behind bars for 40 years.
Could you imagine if... If they started sentencing doctors at, like they did drug pushers, because doctors are just drug pushers anymore.
This
like
is getting
all those
really
fucking pain clinic people.
Carlin-esque.
That's funny.
Is bringing attention to these things, is it helping?
I don't think
do
so.
Do we think, like, but do we think it's helping? Like, not we, us at the table, like, but.
Oh, no, I don't think it's helping. Of course not. Because I don't think anything helps anything.
I don't have any idea what it would be like to raise a kid these days. It frightens me, and I'm glad I don't have to do it. Because that kind of shit. They'll go to school, it's like, oh yeah, my mom's totally eating lots of pills. She's fucked up all the time.
This one's mom's freebasing Oxy. Like, yeah. No!
And her dad's fucking Oscar the Grouch. Come on! That dude is a fucking crankhead, and he's living in a trash can.
He glued some corn silk to his head and pretended to be Carly.
Alex Oscar Trebek the says, Grouch. Oh, no, that's going to come out. Carly's going to come out. I'm really Oscar the Grouch, but I had a sex change operation. I identified as a female Muppet.
Oh, AOC fires back at uproar over her nearly $300 hairstyle. They're just mad we look good.
Fuck. Bitch spends $300 on her hair? I don't give a shit.
I don't either.
Yeah.
At least some hairdressers make it $300.
Hairdressers do pretty well as long as they're talented with the color. They don't fucking chop your hair up.
What's with Trebek down there?
They've got some. He's going to have to step away for his cancer.
Nearing the end of his life amid cancer. I just was watching.
Oh, man. That is not fun to read.
No. He's like the best Canadian. He's fucking right there with Ryan Reynolds. Real close. I would like to see him have a Happy Gilmore fight with Ryan Reynolds. Like, Adam Sandler and Bob Barker.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Final Jeopardy, bitch!
Man, well, and there's... He's been very graceful about the whole thing.
Oh, like, yeah.
The announcement he's made on the news and stuff, it's been real.
He's a boss.
I wish they'd give me his job, though.
Oh, man.
Could you imagine me hosting Jeopardy? Like, how did you not know that? How did you not know that? I'd have kicked all your asses today.
And the answer is...
These three pieces of shit couldn't answer a fucking question. The answer is you three. Who are these assholes?
Oh, man. Fucking Sesame Street selling opioid addiction now. Oh, how depressing. I learned it from you. I learned it by watching you.
Oh, no.
Why can't they just do, like, the Say No to Drugs campaign that they did for us with...
It was terrible.
Rachel Lee Cook frying eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is your brain on kitchens! Ah!
That was Rachel Lee Cook, wasn't it?
I think so.
Dare just made people...
She was hot for a few months.
Yeah, she was. Undefeated Patriots lead Giants. No surprise there.
Kevin Hart breaks his silence after car crash.
That's a cover-up.
What happened?
He was driving, I bet.
Did he kill somebody?
No. Uh-oh. He was injured.
Well, she played Tifa Lockhart in something?
She's super cute. She maybe did the voice.
Well, yeah. I assumed that.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a chest to play.
Brain. And this... It's heroin. This is what happens to your brain after snorting heroin. And this is what your body goes through. Wait.
I've never seen this one.
It's not over yet. This is what your family goes through. And your friends and mine. And your job. And
I want to make a commercial like that in someone else's house.
You know how fully, like...
Any questions?
That's too real now. You couldn't watch that, like... That would scare kids now.
Yeah, in this woke culture.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm fucking triggered right here.
Yeah.
I have a hard time not paying attention to... She can't be 18 there.
I think she's like 17 there.
That's unfortunate.
This.
What's my old man brain supposed to think? I'm confused now.
Well, you were only 16 or 17 then, too, so it's not that
so
big.
So you're kind of in that 17-year-old headspace right there watching. I wonder what she looks like now.
I would probably still bang her, even though I'd get an STD.
According to that first article.
Everyone has STDs. Stop having sex. Oh, yeah, she's like a poor man's Natalie Portman.
Who isn't? Like, her and what's a Keira Knightley and...
Keira Knightley is... she's just way... I don't know.
I'm surprised she wasn't one of the Queen's doubles in Phantom Manass.
They didn't want to pay
Phantom
for that.
Manass? Did it make you feel?
Keira Knightley is way too flat-chested. Like, this gal's got a small chest, but Keira Knightley has no chest. She talked about it on, like, Jimmy Kimmel or something like that.
Was it, didn't she play the little programmer on Westworld? Like, one of the four people in the whole show who didn't show
themselves? No, that's some other actress. That is the gal from, she was in Raising Hope.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything to me.
I'll find her.
Raising Hope has that guy in it, though.
Garrett Dillahunt.
Yeah.
He's fucking amazing.
I would watch anything with him in it.
Yeah,
he's one of my
favorite elevates
actors.
Pretty much everything he's in.
Fuck, like, yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He gets eaten in The Road.
Oh,
in this show?
In The Road, the movie? Yeah, they eat him.
Oh, in The Road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is who you're thinking of.
Oh, Shannon Woodward.
Yeah, she really looks like her, too.
But she's got that haughty nose. Haughty, A-U-G-H-T-Y, not H-O-T-T-I-E.
Yeah.
She's always looking down it.
Yeah, she's cute in Raising Hope.
I'd still have to put a bag over her head.
Elsie Hughes. There was a good first season that went weird.
Just because of the nose.
Did you watch season two yet?
Yeah.
Or Westworld? Season three is going to be different.
Well, season Logan two Paul's was in it. Completely different. I don't know who that is.
Or not
Aaron
Logan
Paul.
Aaron Paul. Logan Paul is YouTube star.
I couldn't get into Portlandia. I tried to watch it.
I watched a few of them.
Being so close to Portland and going there quite a few times, it just, they're not funny.
I don't like Fred Armiston at all.
I don't like Fred Armiston at all either.
Or Armisen, I'm sorry.
What the fuck his name is.
I've never liked him in anything.
I know he's
that
got
he's
that goofy
in.
Fucking face, and he's not funny in anything.
He did something with Bill Hader.
And Bill Hader was funny.
Yeah, it was mostly Bill Hader was funny.
Barry
I can't remember
was
what.
Good.
Oh, Barry's so good.
But again, that had the Fonz in it.
And the Fonz just owns face. He's even feuding with Tom Hanks.
Really?
He's been feuding with Tom Hanks since, what was the, was it Turner and Hooch?
Are they feuding like who's the better guy?
Look, Google, yeah, Henry Winkler and Tom Hanks feud. Number two.
I can't look at Bill Hader without thinking of the beginning of Pineapple Express.
Oh, I don't know if there's a video.
The short time on Turner and Hooch was not happy days. Jesus.
Oh, because Henry Winkler was directing it, and then they kicked him out, and someone else came in and took over.
Well, he addresses it. That's only 5 days ago. He addressed the rumors. He finally did.
This is Playfully Dodges.
Oh, okay. Let's go back.
That little guy. That dude's
James
funny
Franco.
Too.
I'm going to start an acting company so that I can molest girls.
Where is he addressed it at?
Right here.
Second one.
Second one. Oh, I keep pointing like you can see this. The second up one.
This one.
Yeah, left okay. to right, top to bottom, second one.
All right, let's see. Oh, people.com.
Suck it, people. Better server. Your servers are garbage. It's like Blizzard not having the servers available for people to delete their Battle.net accounts. I'm almost there.
To delete them.
Yeah.
The pub or tavern brawl this week is awesome, though.
I just haven't played any Hearthstone the last
Henry.
2 weeks.
Hey, Henry.
Hi.
What was the real reason? Then why you and Tom Hanks didn't get along on the set of Turner and Hooch, and did you ever wind up seeing that movie?
Is that a thing?
Know your guest.
What did you say? I was directing that movie for 13 days.
No!
And
yeah.
then I was called into Jeff Katzenberg's office, and
shit
he said,
fucking
you have
canned.
Everything with you? Go home.
No!
I got along great. Great with that dog. Love that dog. That's the dog movie. That was the dog movie.
Wow.
Love that dog.
Turner and Hooch, you dumb fucking hosts. Who are these people?
I don't remember the title of that movie.
It is time for...
That's it. Yeah, Andy Cohen is the guy's name. It's yeah, please. That's what happens when you get people hosting show. It'd be like me hosting a show about something I didn't know anything about.
Really?
But these people just have audiences, like, and,
right, that know and more about what
budgets.
They're.
Yes. And
he's an
do some fucking research
and
ahead of
Best
time.
Boys.
Oh,
and all
the dog movie.
Oh, there was a dog in that movie. Fuck if I know.
I don't think you should be able to host something where you talk to people in entertainment without knowing anything about entertainment. Like that one guy that was interviewing Samuel L. Jackson and thought he was in the Matrix. Like, who the fuck are you?
How do you confuse Samuel Jackson and Larry Fishburne? I mean, seriously.
But they did
one
it twice.
One was on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
They did another one, like, not even... He's like, now you're mistaking me for Morgan Freeman. Like, how?
Because you look like token black guy.
Like, I can see mistaking Morgan Freeman for Nelson Mandela, but not really anybody else.
Yeah. All those actors, all the like Morgan Freeman, Samuel L. Jackson... would have been just token black guys, but they had great careers.
But they're super talented. Oh, well, I think part of Samuel L. Jackson's is that he's just a workaholic. Somebody was talking about, oh, him and Christopher Walken. Funnily, they're both in Pulp Fiction. But Christopher Walken was talking about it, and he's like, yeah, we're in a race to see who can do more movies that aren't released. Like they've got all these movies out there that just never got released that they went worked 4 or 5 days on, and then
movie didn't get released.
It's just in the can somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there an article about that somewhere?
Probably.
Some salt mine.
One of them was
Europe.
Talking about it.
Boy, they should do that with some of Nicolas Cage's movies. They don't have to release them all.
No, they
did
don't.
Did you hear about Event Horizon? They found it in a salt mine in Transylvania.
And it was still so fucked up that they couldn't save it.
A bunch of deleted scenes or just footage that wasn't added
to the
final
movie. That's a Larry Fishburne movie.
It is.
Is that all that lost footage that got...
They found it in Transylvania in a salt mine, and it wasn't usable. I guess they didn't get it in the salt mine fast enough. But God, I bet you there's some cool shit in that salt mine in Transylvania.
There's cool shit buried all over the world that we'll never find. I saw an article the other day, Cortez, the Spanish conquistador. When they came over, they just dumped all the platinum that they found into the ocean because they didn't appreciate its rarity, because the platinum was being used to fake silver and gold. And they didn't realize that it was so much more rare than silver and gold that they just dumped it to stop it from tanking gold and silver. So somewhere on the coast of South America, they just dump tons of platinum.
Oh, Jesus.
Probably not tons, but I remember in the article it said the entire amount of platinum that's been mined ever wouldn't fill up an Olympic-sized swimming pool. So that little. But you can imagine you could probably have gold for days.
Martin Scorsese said Marvel movies aren't cinema.
Oh, yeah. Martin Scorsese is like a tool.
They absolutely are.
They're like, not cinema, but they're making billions of dollars.
Yeah, it's...
They're well-acted, they're well-written.
And they're made for the big screen.
He's got an old-school mentality about filmmaking. Spielberg's the same way, though. He's got this... He's pissed about Netflix and
how much of this
movies.
Is his fault, though?
They should just shut
their fucking
trap.
Oh, he's pissed about Netflix's nonsense.
Their release platform, the way they release shit before going... Or they don't do a theatrical run. He doesn't think that the movies that are Oscar contenders... This is Spielberg.
Well, and just like today, Jennifer Aniston. Sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, no, he just thinks that they should go the theatrical route.
Yeah. Not everything does have to.
No.
Jennifer Aniston was upset because Marvel movies have killed mid-budget movies. Why does everybody fucking get on the hate Marvel train? Because they have a system and it fucking works. It's like hating the Patriots.
How
because
does it kill mid-budget movies?
You could still
because Hallmark
out.
Makes them now.
Mid-budget movies ever been like a really good thing though? Like I can't think of a mid-budget movie. Most of the movies I like are either shoestring budget or Michael Bay.
Temple, yeah.
Like
right, no, but it's yeah, and that's what we grew up on. But then somewhere in between, there was also those romantic comedies like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, all the Sandra Bullock rom-coms.
None of those were good,
are kind
though.
Of no, I'm not saying they're good. I'm saying those existed in a world that is going away.
Those died because capitalism. Like yeah. People just don't go see those.
But the same plot every time. You can see the same watch How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or watch one of the other ones.
Failure to Launch
and you're seeing the same movie. Yeah.
Or
McConaughey.
You've got mail, but, and you've got a sleeping problem and a
Fool's Gold or whatever. That's got both the same actors in it.
It's all the same shit. You can only tell the same story so many times.
Yeah.
With different actors.
Yeah. So I mean,
and the thing right now is Marvel movies, and Marvel won't be on top forever, but currently they are. And they have,
but Disney will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have another, like we talked about, I think last week, we're going to have another renaissance where we're going to have another like lull where it's low budget shit.
Yeah.
We're going to have, it's going to be like a Pulp Fiction era. And what came after that was like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, all those
British, like a lot of the British stuff. Yeah.
Pretty much everything.
Have you seen Nolan's Following?
Yes.
Christopher Nolan. That is a low budget movie, but it's like right there. Same with Memento.
Memento. God,
they're just small, real tight stories.
Yeah.
That mind fuck you.
He's one of the few people that can work with a budget too, though. Like a lot of directors, you know, they get really good at working with nothing, and then they get a great big movie, and they just can't do it. Like Taika Waititi's really good.
He did
Ragnarok, and it's amazing. And before that, like his biggest budget was not that great big. But some of these other guys, like you give them that Marvel budget, and they make this big sloppy fucking mess.
Yeah.
And I mean, well, like 90% of Will Smith movies.
Yeah.
Like, what's going
on? That new one he's got coming out. I'm not.
Gemini Man.
Yeah.
I just saw the thing today.
That Asian director who's constantly pushing new technology.
Ang Lee or whatever.
Yeah, and he's all about 120 frames per second, and he's trying to push technology over story, and it's just not working out for him because his last couple movies haven't done very well.
I think there's a place for that, though. Like, if he keeps doing that, like, maybe some of these guys that are really good will do something with it.
And I believe that's why he's doing it.
His garbage. Nick Nolte was really good in that, though. Chewing on cables and just being insane.
Which movie?
The Hulk.
Oh.
With Eric Bana.
Yeah.
Who was amazing in Troy. Troy was a good movie.
Troy
I'd love
was
to
a
have
good
seen
movie.
That Odysseus go. Sean Bean lived through that movie and thousands of people
died. I don't
think
I actually watched Troy.
You didn't watch Troy?
No.
It's really good. It's got a great cast and
it's got Brad Pitt in it.
Oh, yeah.
Too,
yeah.
Right? And Colin Farrell?
The fighting's... Colin Farrell's not...
No.
He
was in Alexander, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
but,
what I, yeah.
And Alexander was a hot mess.
It really was.
I tried to watch
great.
It again. I couldn't get through the beginning. And it even has Val Kilmer in...
Val Kilmer plays Philip.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But
Terrible movie, though.
I couldn't tell. It's Oliver Stone. And Oliver Stone hasn't had anything good since, like, Platoon, so... Oh, no, he's had good stuff since Platoon, but still.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Natural Born Killers, maybe?
Yeah, it was really good. That was really good for Woody Harrelson's career.
Yeah, it was. Woody Harrelson's amazing.
He is... I'm looking forward to Zombieland.
Yeah.
That looks like a fun little
The first one was
Luke Wilson.
Really, really fun.
Yeah. Well, and I think they're staying true to true to form with the content of it, and they're not like going down a road that they could have gone down where they just play into the same tropes. It looks like they're having kind of some fun with.
And they waited long enough. They didn't wait too long either. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it, and I think they waited just long enough.
Yeah.
Unlike fucking Walking Dead, who's going on to season 11, and who has watched Walking Dead
in the last five seasons? It's like a grudge watch. Every fucking time I sit down to watch it, I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? It's painful because I'm sitting there watching. I keep waiting and holding out hope that they'll start doing a good job again. But they're not going to.
There is no way. And now Lauren Cohen's coming back because her pilot show didn't take off. Which
Whiskey Tango or whatever the fuck it's.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I knew right away that show wasn't going to get picked up. It's formulaic garbage.
But it's TV. It's old TV. And the networks eventually have to die off. I tried to watch the news the other day, like the primetime news, not local, because local news is garbage. But
the news is built anymore to try to scare the fuck out of you.
And it's all commercials. It's all fucking commercials. It's like, if I wanted commercials, I watched football games.
They tell you everything they're going to tell you.
Yeah.
For the whole 20 minutes that they got you in the first 30 seconds, and then they spread that out over the...
And it's so throughout the short.
Commercial breaks,
and there's just little snippets of headlines, and then it's commercials. Like, you need to take this. You need to talk to your doctor about this medication. Warning: it may cause anal bleeding, bleeding from the eyes, bleeding from the ears, bleeding from the nose, bleeding from the mouth. But
as long as I'm not bleeding from the anus, I'm okay. That make you feel like feminine?
I'm bleeding from everywhere.
I knew that was coming.
Did it make you feel feminine?
Derek is with us in spirit.
So, yeah, the news is just atrocious anymore. It's all built to scare.
I would like news if there was good stories, like somebody saved 1,000 puppies from a puppy mill or something and they all got adopted. But it's all, yeah, Trump this, fucking everything that is bad. It's like, oh, this little town, this little girl got run over by a lawnmower. And
it's just all tragedy all the time. I've got no use for it.
Well, and all the weather is out of control. And I think there is some definite climate change stuff going on, but the way they sell it in the news is like the sky is falling. North.
They sit down and slowly stroke themselves as hurricane season gears up. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The ratings.
Humberto's going to be the one. No. Hurricanes have been going on forever.
I know. And they think like the planet itself is in danger, and it's not.
When's the
like
last,
we are?
Yeah, when's the last time we had a good tornado in Tornado Alley? I haven't seen one on the news for quite some time.
Yeah.
Or a real good earthquake.
We're due for a good earthquake.
I know, overdue. I hope that super volcano and
that Yellowstone one.
At Yellowstone goes off and just blows out the sun. This side of the planet, just the new Pacific. It's a great big fucking crater.
And everyone else who survived it will be really, really cold. And then they'll be really, really hungry. And then they'll be really, really dead.
And we get vaporized so fast.
Thank God.
It would never bother us.
I pray to God every night for, well, it's usually a pandemic or something like that. But yeah, super volcano. Please, Yellowstone, end us all. And take me first.
You wouldn't be first, but you wouldn't, you'd be... It'd happen so fast you wouldn't even notice. You'd be delivering some mail, and that would be that.
We got a theme to this episode. The show. Every time we near the end of an episode,
I always bring it to the apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Last week it was a sweet kiss from the sun. Just turn up and look. Blah.
I was looking for that article and I couldn't find it, but I found it that we're going into a lull, like they call it a solar minimum. And of course, the global warming people are like, it's not even going to put a dent in what human changed. Well, good. Good. We're not going to have a real mini ice age for the next 15 years. Because, you know, I used too much hairspray in the 80s. So
you did.
So no mini ice age. Good. Good. It'll cool off a couple degrees. People can shut up for another 15 years. Maybe my kids' kids will have a problem and not me.
One news article I saw that I was really jacked for, which is totally meaningless and it won't amount to anything, was the UN running out of money.
God, I hope so.
Oh, wow.
I hate those fucking people.
The U.S. only does like 30% of their budget. So, yeah, let's stop giving them money and we'll take back that area in New York. You guys can go have your powwow somewhere else.
I would love to just stop giving money out as a country. Just stop and be like, you know what, China, we're not going to pay you back. Fuck you.
Oh, look at that. All of our homeless people have houses. All of our hungry people have food. All the children are vaccinated and well-educated, and no one has to pay for college anymore because we stopped giving money to other people.
Propping up the world.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Pakistan needs $2 billion to build a dam. Let's build a dam in
Please
Pakistan.
Email about it.
I'm sure that next week will just be all hate mail for... Well, that's not how... Yeah, it's probably not how it works, but I don't care.
We're from Idaho, remember?
I like to blame.
So look the fuck out. We're well armed.
Other places. The other. The great other.
As long as that volcano doesn't go, we're in the safest part of the country.
Anyway. Nothing happens here.
Yeah.
We don't have We don't have like big earthquakes.
We don't have any natural disasters.
Like, yeah, we're natural disaster
free. The river's flooded twice since they put the dikes in the 70s.
We live close enough to the Rockies, but far enough away.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
The only thing I worry about is militarily, we do have bullet manufacturing and the electronics plant, so we are a target.
And that dam is true. Just
so
a sweet.
If China
target.
Wanted to attack the U.S., we're far enough here. West and we're close because we manufacture bullets for everyone. When I worked at the hotel, one of the first 2 days I was there, these basically the French equivalent of the FBI checked in, and only one of them spoke English, and it was bad.
He only spoke bad English.
Yeah. I can't think of their song right now.
The French?
Bad English.
Oh.
It's one of those 80s tunes that gets stuck in your head.
So my wife got this the other day.
Rubber Chicken stopped being funny a long time ago.
Does it make the little
honk
sound?
We can make it funny.
Oh, man. Well, we just... Does that make me feel feminine?
Yeah.
Somehow the cock is sucking you. I don't.
We would just need Derek here because his dick's small enough to go in the chicken's mouth. Sorry, Derek, you didn't show up for 2 weeks.
That cock
weeks
is sucking
in a row.
Your cock. Needle dick.
Need... Feminine.
Flatliners.
That was
flatliners.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Dude, that sticks in my head. Yeah.
Did you ever watch The Following?
Yeah, with that British guy who's kick-ass and Bacon.
The first season was great.
I only watched
the first season was great. The subsequent seasons, not so much.
I think I saw that.
It was a one-off. They should have just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
A limited series, event presentation, and then go on to something else.
Because Kevin Bacon's not a TV guy.
No,
he's a fucking movie star. Was it Purfoy?
Yeah,
it was.
Purfoy, yeah.
God, that dude is good.
Yeah, he owns just about everything he's in. He did that, not Jonah Hex, but...
Solomon Kane?
Yeah, Solomon Kane. Solomon Kane was a really good movie.
Same guy that wrote Conan wrote those.
I believe it.
And
Solomon Kane blindsided me. I did not expect it to be good.
The books are fucking terrible.
Yeah, Kane.
I feel like there's...
He's like a landowner's son, and then he goes and becomes a pirate, and then he comes back and he fights demons.
Yeah.
He's fucking... Is there a trailer? Play the trailer.
A ruthless mercenary renounces violence after learning his soul is bound for hell. Becomes a Puritan.
And then he owns fucking face. Excuse me.
Nine. This is on the network.
It's Paul Bettany's the bad guy, too.
Yes, he is. Bad things.
My soul is damned. Satan's creatures will take me should I stray from the path of peace. I have renounced violence.
For a little while. Oh, and it has that guy.
Traveled alone.
Solomon. The devil was here.
Pete Postlewaite.
Yeah.
I think that was one of his last movies.
Solomon, what are they?
Oh, this guy has some kind of soldiers of the strong.
I've fallen asleep to this movie twice.
Help us!
Stop!
And then they kill you.
I am bound for hell.
He's gonna kill you.
It is a price I shall gladly pay.
Has a Robert Carlyle look to him in this.
Yeah.
And all he's doing is trying to save that girl. And he's got guns.
It's your last chance. Where is the girl?
Come on. Joe Bettany is the magician.
There is evil walking this earth, and I will hunt it down and send it burning back to hell. Every step you took.
Yeah.
Every pain you suffered led you to here.
Apparently, like getting motherfucking
crucified. Yeah.
I am not yet ready for hell.
I never saw this.
Come on,
dude. It's fucking good.
Yeah, it's worth pulling.
And it's way longer than you expect. It just keeps going.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
To redemption.
I might have to watch that.
It's on a level with like I Frankenstein. That one with Aaron Eckhart. Aaron Eckhart.
It was good, but it has nothing to do with Frankenstein.
No. instead of angels, there's gargoyles. Instead of fucking, or no, maybe it's just gargoyles and demons. Thanks. It is demons, and then him.
If Frankenstein was a superhero, he'd be Aaron Eckhart.
Yeah. He did like 4 months of training in a screamer to do that movie, and he just fucking beats things with sticks. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And then he never used it again.
It was fun.
New England won 21-14. They finally scored it again.
They did shortly after halftime, but still, that's a good fucking game for the Giants.
Oh, yeah. That dude's touchdown on the fumble pickup was amazing.
Arrest after making gun symbol. Four.
Kansas girl, 13, arrested after making gun symbol out of her fingers and pointing it at other students.
She should know better. She's 13. That's on her.
We didn't really play Cowboys and Indians, but...
Well, kids these age should be doing the, like, blow their brain out, not pointing it at other people.
Right.
We just need to medicate them more. Medicate the children more.
They should have not been paid by the Prozac.
Yeah. I've not been paid by the pharmaceutical companies to... push drugs on our children.
It hurt us talking about being old. Symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. Psoriasis of the scalp with an old dude scratching his head.
I don't have any scalp problems. Thank you very much.
You got a good scalp, man.
I have a great scalp. It's only got a few scars.
I was going to ask you, I think I've asked you this before, but do you have no hair or you just choose to shave it off?
Captain Picard.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you
can see it from behind.
Consciously chose to do that.
Oh, yeah. I consciously choose to shave my head, and I have for over 10 years now.
Yeah.
Because you lost hair.
Because I'm Captain Picard.
Okay.
There was a time the last big beard was like, I'm just going to quit shaving everything. I might have made it a week. It was like,
it grows on the sides.
It's horseshoe. I couldn't be that guy. It would be the fucking janitor from Hogwarts. He's like, I can't know. Walter Frey.
Walter Frey.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, I'm a ways off from that. Once it's all gray, maybe, and I'm living in the mountains, yeah, then I'll Walter Frey it up. But, oh, no, I got to keep shaving it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'll have it growing from your ears by then, too. So.
Oh, no, I plucked the ears.
Do you pluck already?
Oh, like a motherfucker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. I remember when I started shaving mine when I was 20. And you were just starting to lose your hair, and how pissed off you were that I shaved my head.
Yeah, because you still have a good hairline. And
I do.
I still remember I was like 25, girlfriend said, "Oh, your bald spot is getting bigger." And I was like, "I have a bald spot?"
He comes over to my house and asks me to shave his head for him.
Fuck. No, no, I waited a lot longer than that. Because it really was 2008, my best friend's wedding in August.
That crying game scene in the bathtub where you're just like pulling out clumps of hair.
Oh, no. They took a picture of me leaning over a table with the groom and the bride. And I was talking to him, and my bald spot is just fucking reflective. And I was like, God damn it. And then I lost my job, and then I started shaving my head.
And now he's wildly successful.
Pre-midlife crisis.
Yeah. I wanted you to hit outro right there. Oh, you can find us on tspn.fun, right?
That's right.
Because we're really cool guys, and you should listen to us because we have lots of good stuff to talk about. We
talked about city council today.
Oh, man, we did a little bit. That
local
was a way to... Yeah.
All the
There'll
way
be
to
more.
The apocalypse.
That's homework for next time, guys. Brush up on city or local issues, and we can start the show with what's going on.
A little bit of local content, yeah.
Maybe we can start a revolution.
Maybe someone will tune in and be offended by us calling the Parks and Rec director, whatever you call him.
I called him, I think, a cunt.
Cocksucker.
I probably said cocksucker, too.
San Francisco cocksucker.
I'm always with the hard C's. Well, my name starts with one, so I've always been a fan.
So like our show, and maybe call in sometime. We'll share that number next time.
Yeah, we'll just share it.
It's just, TSPN on Skype, and
you can talk to us.
You can call in.
We would like that.
You can call me a Ken.
Somebody next time do that. I would love to.
Call in and call me a Ken.
Two white cocksuckers killed him and stole the dope that he was bringing to you.
San Francisco cocksucker!
All right, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next week. Later.